This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Ravens have released Justin Tucker. It is Tyler Loop's job to win now. The Looper is our guy. We're going to head out to the phone lines and hear what people have to think. 410-583-1057. Chris in Parkville. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Hey there. You.
Great show as always.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the whole thing, it seems like in the same time frame, letting Tucker go and then they pick someone else up that has a little bit of a history there. It's pretty unfortunate, but I'm sure the conversation's already been had with his representation with him. Hey, there's an inkling of anything going down in the interim or since, you know, anything new. I'm sure that conversation's already been had that he's gone, you know.
No, I think we lost. Appreciate the call.
No, if Mike Green has anything happen off the field, I'm sure that conversation's had been had.
Mike Green, obviously, if you're not aware, and I'm sure you are by now, but he had an incident in high school and then an incident at Virginia. No charge has been filed, and he denies it. And, yeah, he had a zero-tolerance policy at Virginia, then went to Marshall. Jason, you brought it up yesterday and with Jonah Schaefer, just how much those coaches vouched for Mike Green. Like they did, it seemed like they went above and beyond.
They very much wanted to detail their, and Jonas even said how quickly guys called him back and how willing they were to just speak entirely on the record. And yeah, they vouched for their experiences with this young man across the board. And there is going to be a very unique spotlight on him.
Yes.
That's just the reality of the situation. And that's part of why he was available at pick 59.
Doug's in Perry Hall. Doug, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, I'd like to say no comment on Justin Tucker. But first, I just wanted to ask out of curiosity, were the Ravens the only one that drafted a kicker in the actual draft itself?
No.
He
was the second kicker.
Yeah, he was the second kicker taken.
He was the second. Okay, which was still pretty much out of all the kickers in college, that he should be regarded as one of the better ones, I'm sure, if he's only the second one that was picked.
And they're very good evaluators of special teams talent. Yeah. Of specialists,
I heard
say.
He even kicked a 75-yarder this weekend and all. Of course, that's no pressure and you're just kicking it free, but still, it's good to hear that he can kick it deep.
If Beltway Ben is there watching, there's some inherent pressure in that.
Yeah, it's big.
Beltway
show.
Ben was at rookie camp. Yeah. That's no ordinary rookie camp. No.
And by the way, to make it clear, this was Randy Brown's choice. Like, just because he was the second kicker, he was their first choice.
They said Randy's flying all over the place, working kickers out left and right.
Yeah, so this was their choice, Tyler Loop, the Looper.
The Looper. Looper.
Let's go to Tom and Rising Sun. Tom, you're on the Fan.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Listen, Tucker hasn't come out and defended himself, number one. Number two, these women, more or less, have not come out and said, you know, they're not taking him to civil court. So you have to question. It took 9 years.
It's past the statute of limitations.
They can't take him.
It's 3 years.
Wait, so that's what I'm saying. Why did they come out now?
They came out because they were asked and they told their truth. They came out because Justin Fenton had a friend who overheard a conversation in a barbershop that was about somebody's wife who worked at one of these places who had explained to someone in her life why Justin Tucker wasn't allowed on the premises of that particular spa anymore. And the reporters started calling people at other spas, and people didn't know that they were calling other spas. And these women all started telling stories that were remarkably similar about Justin Tucker without having ever talked to each other.
That's
the origin story.
Yeah. You were indirectly.
Might have been in the barbershop that day. Might have been.
Just listening.
Might have been back there last week getting my haircut. Might have been.
Yeah. It's a good spot. Hey, coming up next, man, the only way you can follow that is with Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. He's got a podcast. He's got opinions. He joins us next here on The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.